This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time, 'cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh fam. Amy here, and we've got Dylan Murphy back for the third Saturday in a row.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Thank you for doing this, and we hope you'll come back. We've been having different experts join me about three episodes at a time. Mm-hmm. So that's like a good amount. But then Popcorn, love to have everyone back. So
anytime.
Super thankful for you making the time, because I know that you're busy with your own practice and a new mom.
Yes.
Dylan is a nutritionist based here in Nashville. On Instagram, you can find her at dylanmurphy.rd if you want to see all the encouragement that she posts. She has some amazing things. She's definitely a great follow if you're in recovery or you're thinking about it.
Yes.
Because these are the types of accounts that have been crucial to my recovery. I've learned so much and been, you know, recommended different podcasts and different books to read simply by the people that I follow on Instagram that are safe.
Yes. Yeah.
Safe.
Keyword
follows.
Safe.
Keyword.
And that, safe. I mean, because I think Instagram, social media in general, can get a lot of hate. And there are a lot of negative things when it comes to social media. But at the same time, there are so many great resources out there. And so I think, even just as a side note, as you're like going through your social media feed, being mindful of that, of if you're following accounts that like are triggering you, or you're like, I don't know if I like what they say, or they're posting like what I eat in a day pictures or videos, like hitting that blue button that's unfollow. I don't know what color the button is on TikTok. It may be red. Hitting the unfollow button, because you don't have to invite those people into your space.
No room for that. And if it's someone that you know, because sometimes it's an actual friend, you can mute.
Yes.
And they will never know.
Yes.
Because you don't want to be rude.
Oh, yes. Like,
but unfortunately, you're just, you can't be exposed to that. You can still be their friend, but you don't need to scroll through and
protect your own energy.
Yes. Protect your energy. So speaking of that, there's diet talk around us often.
Yes.
And you posted some slides. Mm-hmm. It's from April 21st, if people want to go to your Instagram and go back to this particular thing and screenshot it so they can have it.
Yes.
But ways to respond to diet talk. Mm-hmm. And I can just go through and I'll give the different quotes that you shared, and then you can speak to them. Okay. Yeah. So here's what you put up. And if I swipe right, this is the first thing. I'm working hard to heal my relationship with food. Let's not talk about calories.
Yes. And I feel like, so gosh, this is a conversation I have so often with clients, especially if you're like preparing to go home for a holiday or going home for July 4th, or if you're going to be around family. Like, this is something I talk about all the time. Like, how do we navigate what people say? So I think that what Amy just read can be huge. And I think that's an example of like advocating for yourself. So recognizing when people make comments about calories, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I ate that. It had X amount of calories in it. Knowing it's okay to kind of call that person out in, you know, a gracious way in that moment, if you feel comfortable. And there's other ways, I think it may show up on the other slides that she reads, but other ways you can like talk back to that as well.
I'll just say too, I used to be the person that was always talking that way. So then other people might not know. They might think I'm cool with that because that's how I would talk for so long. So they're just talking how I talked.
Yes.
So what's the big deal?
Yes.
And I didn't know. It's almost like you don't know until you know.
Yes.
So in a kind way, you can let them know, and you don't want to say it in any way. They're not trying to be, again, they're probably just partaking in conversation you used to partake in, but you're now setting a boundary for yourself that like, hey, let's try not to talk about that.
Yes.
And don't really make it about that. Make sure they know it's about you and they're not like, hey, I get it. But like, hey, right now, let's talk about something else.
Yes. Yes.
So another thing that you posted right after that as an example would be, hearing you talk about your diet is not helpful to me. Could we talk about something else?
Yeah.
Which is basically that.
Yes. Like, can we change the subject? I love what you just said, Amy, of like not making them feel like the bad guy, because they could, it could be so habitual. They could be used to talking like that. Probably their mom talked like that, and their grandma and all their friends. And it's almost, especially I see this with like women, what the image that always comes to mind for me is like when you're in a wedding and it's like a bridal party and like one person makes a comment about like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I look like this in my dress, or like, I'm not going to have, like, it's like one comment then kind of domino affects everyone else. And so you could be the person that's like, hey, can we like change the subject? Or like, maybe we shouldn't talk about our bodies like that. And it, I mean, it can feel awkward. It can feel uncomfortable to be that person, but it also can be so powerful for yourself and maybe for your friends as well.
Yeah, I mean, it could open a door to a new thinking for everyone. I know before I was in recovery, I would share a lot of disordered tips to my listeners of my Four Things podcast. I mean, I cringe now, but I thought I was just, I was participating in normal talk.
Yeah.
And I remember one listener in particular that sent me a very thoughtful, kind email, but that she could no longer listen.
Wow.
But she wasn't being rude. I mean, she could have just stopped listening and never told me. But I'm now so thankful that she spoke up and said something in a kind, thoughtful way, because while I couldn't see it at the time, I really couldn't.
Yeah.
I was actually I got defensive.
Yeah.
In my own head, I don't think I replied to her in a defensive way. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But I was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
No, I'm not even going to say some of the things I was saying on those episodes, because they're not helpful here to our Outweigh community. But I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. But then once the light bulb came on for me, because of, you know, learning and growing and evolving and entering into recovery, I'm like, oh, again, now it's cringy to me that I thought that was content and that was healthy content for me to put out.
Yeah.
When really it was quite triggering. And so, you know, similarly, friends might think, oh, this is just healthy, normal friend conversation, but you can speak up in a kind way and change the narrative, and someone might get defensive, but that's actually their problem.
Yes. Not yours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Another thing you put up is, can we not talk about dieting at the dinner table? Ooh, that one seems direct.
Yes. Right here at the table, please, everyone. Yeah. And because I think that's where so often comments can come up, whether it's like, oh, I'm going to grab this piece of bread, even though I'm on this diet where I can't eat bread. Like, people just love to make comments about food, what they're not eating, if they're cheating on their diet, whatever it may be.
Or they'll project and be like, are you really going to eat that?
Yes. Like, comment on your own, like your plate of like, oh, I can't. Or gosh, I get it all the time as a dietitian. Like, oh my gosh, you would eat a hamburger? Or like, of course you're eating a salad. You're a dietitian. Like, just not commenting on people's food. Yeah. And I think the dinner table can be a big place for that. And we, in a previous episode we talked a lot about like family and friends and values and joy and thinking about like the dinner table and how it's supposed to be a time of like bonding and connecting with people and having conversation, catching up on the day. But if people are so engulfed in what you're eating, what you're not eating, all this like diet chatter, it takes away that and makes the dinner table feel like this unsafe, uncomfortable place. So again, being that person to say something. And also what I want to say with like all of these things we're saying, this is like one example of ways to navigate diet comments. I think another thing, if you're listening and you're like, gosh, I just don't feel strong enough yet to say things like that to friends or family, or I'm like still too worried what they may think, you could like just get up from the dinner table. Or maybe like if you know at Thanksgiving there's this aunt in your family that always makes comments, then maybe trying to position yourself at the other end of the table as her, like trying to see like what are things I can do to protect my energy, but maybe I don't feel comfortable enough yet to actually say something out loud.
Also, do you think some of these things we could also say to ourselves?
Yes. Yes. It's like saying them, even if you don't say them out loud, like saying them inside to yourself of like, okay, what is on my plate is not other people's business. I love that you said that, because just having some sort of like affirmation or mantra that you can like hold on to if you don't want to say it out loud, but just to yourself.
But you might have to say it to yourself, yes, because of others, but you also might need to say it to yourself because you're saying it.
Yes.
Like you need to talk back to yourself. Mm-hmm. That is part of what I had to do in my early days of recovery was talking back to my eating disorder brain.
Yes.
Because my eating disorder brain was telling me one thing.
Yes.
And then I was working really hard for the other part of my brain to shut the eating disorder up.
Yes.
And so, but you have to do it over and over and over until you get there.
Yes. I was listening to a podcast on the way here, actually. Mm-hmm. Do you listen, or do you know who Jordan Dooley is or listen to this stuff? So she was talking on her podcast about how it takes 200 times for a thought you have to turn into like an actual belief. And so I feel like when we're in like these eating disorder behaviors or these diet thoughts, we've like thought them for so, so long that we think them to be true. And so I think the more we can start to counteract them with these other like positive thoughts or beliefs, the more we think them, the more we're going to believe them to be true. And the less those like diet chatter, eating disorder brain thoughts are going to show up.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Okay, the next slide you have up is, I want to spend my time with you talking about more important things. Mm,
yes, yes. Because that's always such a sad thing of like, if you reflect back on time with like a friend, family, girls' night out, whatever the scenario may be, and it's like, gosh, all we talked about was how we hated different parts of our body or what we were eating, what we weren't eating. And so shining light on like, gosh, like, let's talk about something else. Like, there's so many other things to talk about in life than what you're eating, what diet you're on. And it's hard because I feel like the culture we live in, it feels like that's like the cool thing to like be on a diet or to like want to lose weight or, you know, making some sort of comment like that. So it can almost feel like you're not like the popular kid at the table.
Also, there's workout plans and diets like in disguise. They seem innocent and acceptable on Instagram. Like, I don't know. There's something I saw someone post the other day, like hard 75 or.
Oh, yeah. 75
and,
hard.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Why are you doing that? Yes. Because while you might be able to do it, it's okay. We don't need to see your journey because other people are seeing it and then comparing themselves to where you are. And that's okay if you're okay with doing that and healthy. But like, why do we have to like document it for everybody else to join in?
Yes. Yes.
Misery loves company.
Oh, yes.
Unless, of course, you're doing 75 hard or hard 75 and you're not miserable. You might be.
Which would be so hard because I feel like it's miserable.
Yeah. I mean, if you're sticking to it 100%, there's no way you're sticking to something 100% and you're totally happy with it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's no way.
It's just not possible. I think I maybe skipped one of the slides that you had in early on, which is I'd really appreciate if we could not comment on other people's plates and food choices, which is kind of the dinner table thing or even what people are eating or what you saw them eat, even if you're not at the same table as them or you're not even in their friend circle. Maybe they post about it on Instagram and then you feel like you need to make a comment on it, or that's just, we don't need to be talking about what anybody's eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
It drives me crazy when people are like, oh, I had coffee and toast, or here's what I eat in a day. Yes. And then I had a boiled egg as a snack. Yes. And then this, okay, well, whatever. Someone else might literally have other things going on in their body, and everybody breaks everything down so differently. You know this better. You're the dietitian.
No, you're saying it great.
This is just, that's a one thing that, and people have asked me before in my career and being on the Bobby Bone Show, and they'll just be like, I'd love for you to do a what I eat in a day video. Mm-hmm. Thank God I never did it in my disorder days, because I probably would have.
Yeah.
Maybe I even did used to post more, but I never did a full-blown what I eat in a day, probably just because, like, too much time.
I know. Like, who has the time to, like, post that also? Like,
but I'm just so thankful I never did it. Yeah. But now I'm in recovery, and when I see people do it, I'm like, why? I don't understand what the point of you sharing what you eat in a day, even if your followers are asking for it.
Yes.
What is the point?
Yes. And I think it all, even if people don't say it, it all stems back to body image, them feeling like, oh, well, I have the optimal body. Here's what you can eat to look like me. Or that's also how people are perceiving it. Because why would you care what someone eats in a day unless it's like the deeper desire of like, I want to look like her. I wonder what she eats in a day. And then I'm going to eat what she eats. When in reality, like Amy just said, like all of our bodies are so different. Even if you like are related to someone, like I have two other sisters and the three of us, we could eat the exact same way and still look different. So even if you follow what someone ate in a day. So take this as your friendly reminder to just unfollow people or mute them who post what I eat in a day things.
The last slide that you have in how to respond to diet talk is this topic is hard for a lot of people. So I try not to talk about it.
Yeah.
So explain that one.
Yeah. So I think that can be kind of even like a more almost like indirect way to talk about it, where maybe you're not wanting to like go super deep into like, okay, can we stop talking about like this diet? Can we stop talking about food? Like maybe you don't want to be as direct, but just saying like this topic, let's say people are talking about like how they look in a dress, their body, or talking about weight loss, maybe you're saying like, you know, this topic is like just not always the best for me to like talk about. Can we talk about something different? So it's kind of just, it's almost like another way of saying like, I'm kind of bored with this conversation. Can we talk about something else? Or like, this isn't really a fun thing to talk about. Can we change the subject? And again, that can be a hard thing to say, because another thing with all of this being said is like, we can't control how people respond to what we say. So you could tell someone, you could set boundaries, you could say these sort of comments, but the person listening or the person you're saying this to may not agree. They may be still engulfed in diet culture themselves, so they may not see a problem. And that's a really hard thing too. And so I think with all of this, recognizing, I keep saying the phrase like protecting your energy, but I think with this, recognizing like, I know I can't control how people respond, but I can say what I know I need to say. And then maybe there's other boundaries I need to put in place. So with this, like, I think if you're listening and you're like, okay, I've tried these things, or what if I try these things and they don't work? Like, what if I make these comments and have these conversations with my friend and family, but they don't change anything? I think that's where putting some sort of like boundary in place could be really powerful. It's hard, but it could be really powerful of like, you know, if we're always going to talk about diets at the dinner table, I might not be able to have dinner with y'all, or I'm not gonna be able to come home for July 4th if you're gonna just comment on our body sizes. And maybe it's not that drastic of a boundary, but knowing it's okay to put those kind of barriers in place to support your own health and healing.
And honestly, whenever I was in the throes of my eating disorder, mm-hmm. I feel like I wish my family would have set a boundary with me opposite.
Yeah,
like,
that's hey, so true.
Like, if you're gonna be obsessed with your diet, well, that was them doing that, but they weren't in recovery. Like, they, my family didn't have an eating disorder. So it wasn't like they were making me stop talking about it so they wouldn't join me.
Yeah.
They were just more like I was a buzzkill.
Yeah. Yes. Like, can we, cause it is, like I said, it's like, can we, there's so many other fun things we could talk about.
Like, they're like, oh, here's Amy. She brought her own food again while we're enjoying this meal. Mm. And then all she's going to want to talk about is her meal and how amazing it is and how healthy and how we're, I can't believe we're eating, you know.
Yes.
Of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not really. I'm sure my dad was probably so sad. You know, didn't eat a lot of his meals. And my mom even too, and I've lost both of my parents. So that's something where I'll never have that time back. And I'm not someone that loves to cook, so it sucks.
I could enjoy it.
Before we wrap, just real quick, since I, you know, mentioned that I wanted to ask you about a scenario that I had in my recovery recently, where I was in the pantry and I felt like I had just bounced from snack to snack and had eaten probably a little bit too much in that moment. But I came home, I was starting my period, like things to keep in mind, you need more calories during that time of the month. We've had a cycle expert on talking about the different cycles of the month and saying, you need more intake. That's why you're eating. Your body is burning more and it needs the fuel. Of course, I know that, but also I had not set myself up for much success. I had a long work day. Didn't fuel properly. I hadn't eaten adequately at all. So I came home and then just started. And then when I was standing in the pantry, I looked around and kind of had this moment of, did I just binge? And sort of freaked out. And then my old self, like the eating disorder thought popped in, is like, well, should we just keep going? Or think about what you're going to have to do. If you keep going, you're going to have to get rid of this somehow. Or go work out or go. And I thought, okay, nope. Not part of this story. And I shut it down. And I walked out of the pantry and I didn't go work out. I think part of me was like, maybe I should just go get on the treadmill. And I was like, you know what? I'm actually exhausted, because guess what? When you're starting your period, you're also exhausted. And the best thing that I could do for myself was go lay down. But is what I experienced normal? And like, I'm still early in recovery, like 2 years. But like, is that something that I'll probably have to just shut down, who knows for how long?
So with all of that, I would say that's an example of like those thoughts, those eating disorder thoughts that may still pop up throughout anyone's recovery journey. I think one thing you'll notice, and you may have noticed this yourself, like they'll start to pop up way like fewer and far between. Whereas like when you're in the throes of it, and maybe even when you're like beginning recovery, it's probably like this constant like nagging voice that you're always hearing. But then over time, it's going to kind of mellow out. And then sometimes it may show up when you like least expect it. Of like, oh my gosh, like I thought we were done with these thoughts. Where's this coming from? But I think what's great about recovery and tools that you can learn in your healing journey is you now have the tools to prevent that from spiraling further. Whereas maybe deep in your eating disorder, you didn't have that. It was like, okay, well, I guess I just need to keep eating or I need to do something to get rid of it. But now you know, okay, I know that doesn't serve me. I know that doesn't align with my values. I know that doesn't like lead me to good places. So what can I do instead? What do I need to do to support myself? Maybe I need to go, like you said, lay down. Maybe I need to like text a friend. We've talked about accountability. Like maybe I need to like talk to someone right now or like go distract myself, do something totally different. I think in that scenario too, I see so often people being so quick to be like, oh my gosh, I just binged. Like I can't control myself around food. Now I just need to go get rid of all those different foods. I can't control myself. And knowing that like, one, there's like such a big difference between like truly binging versus maybe just like eating past fullness or even like just giving your body what it actually needed in the moment.
Which is like, exactly what I hadn't fueled my body. So of course I was a little bit ravenous.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, chips sound good. Salty. Yes. Oh, something sweet sounds good. And yes. I just felt like I was bouncing around the pantry. I wouldn't define it as a true binge where I was like, felt like I zoned out and lost control. And like it just, but who knows if I had given in to one of the thoughts, I might've just camped out and started.
Yeah.
And then who knows, then that's, but you're right. Fewer and further between. And I hadn't experienced something like that in quite some time.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
I've worked so hard, but here I am having this thought.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful. I have gratitude that I was able to shut it down because I almost feel like alcoholics get their chips.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're in recovery, I do kind of track it and I'm like, okay, I've come this far. I don't want to turn
like
back.
Step back into that. Yes.
Yeah.
And what's so hard too is like we live in a culture that basically like glorifies eating disorders and disordered eating behavior. So when you're journeying to like actively recover and walk further and further from these behaviors, you're also like, it's almost like you're swimming upstream. Like you're surrounded by all of these people talking about like, what to eat, what not to eat, what I eat in a day. So it's easy for that like eating disorder, disordered eating voice to like creep back in over time. But I think using that as an example of like, wow, I do have power over that voice where maybe in the past I didn't think I did.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking through that with me. Hopefully that will be helpful for someone listening. And again, y'all can find Dylan on Instagram. She's dylanmurphy.rd. And then I encourage y'all to also check out her podcast, Free Method Podcast, which covers a lot of the same topics that we're discussing here on Outweigh. But Dylan's also a new mom. So if you happen to be a new mom, there's some content there that might speak to you in this new stage in your life. And thank you so much, Dylan, for coming on and joining us the last 3 weeks. And then would love to have you back in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.